This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Robert Coles, the psychiatrist I quoted a few weeks ago, was the one, remember, who was told by his supervisor when he started counseling, don't talk to anyone about God. Don't talk about religion. And she said, and by the way, don't talk about the big three-letter word. Don't talk about sin with anybody. You just talk about their problems. You remember the story. The first patient that he had to see was a 25-year-old graduate student named Lisa who comes in and said, I need to talk to you about God and guilt and sin in my life. And he broke the rule and he talked to her about God's forgiveness as a believer in Jesus Christ, even though he was told not to. But that was his first patient, the very first issue he had to deal with as a psychiatrist. But Robert Coles told a story about something that he noticed in Rio de Janeiro in South America. If you've ever been to Southern California, the Los Angeles area, you've undoubtedly noticed this, that generally speaking, the poorer people live in the valleys. But the higher you go up in the mountains around Southern California, South Santa Monica Mountains and near Malibu and places like that, the higher you go in altitude, the more expensive the homes, the more wealthier the people. But in Rio de Janeiro, it's just the opposite. Because they don't have the infrastructure to pump water up the mountains, the poorer people live in the mountains, and the richer you are, you live down in the lower areas, in Copacabana and Ipanema. Remember that song by Carlos Jobim, the girl from Ipanema? Ipanema is one of the wealthy areas of Rio. And so Robert Coles would make this statement, the higher you go, the poorer the people are. And so he said this, I really found this interesting. The poorest people have the best view. The poorest people have the best view. And of course, you know where he went with that. He made some spiritual application that not always, but sometimes he says it's true that the poorest people have the best view of spiritual things. Poorest people have the best view sometimes about life and death and about the fragility of life. They have an eye for the Lord that sometimes you will see in a poor person that you won't see in the wealthy. He gives this powerful example of a woman that he met in the mountains. She lived in a house with no plumbing, no electric, no heat, no water, no medical care. He said death was a constant companion for those people in this particular village. He said the stench in this village was so bad. He said, my son and I tried hard to stifle the nausea and the dizziness we felt just because of the smells of the village where they were. Everyone was terribly poor. He said he started to talk to this woman about her poverty and about her spirituality, and he quotes her, this poor woman living on the mountain, who says this to Dr. Coles, can you imagine Jesus Christ living in one of those buildings in Copacabana or Ipanema where the rich of Rio live? Can you imagine Jesus boasting that he owns many cars and boats? Can you imagine Jesus Christ talking about all the money he has in the bank and his big house on the ocean south of Rio, besides his apartment here? I clean for these people. I clean for these people. I know how much they own. There's only one piece of property they don't own. Heaven. There's only one piece of property they don't own. Heaven. They can't buy it, even with the millions and millions of cruzeiros, Brazil's monetary unit, you hear them talking about all the time. And then this woman said this to Robert Coles, God came to us as a poor man. And that must mean a lot. I tell my children they would have been better off if they had been born luckier, was the right phrase she used, born to a Copacabana businessman. But that's one life. There are two lives we have to think about, this life on earth and the other life to come. And then Robert Coles, the psychiatrist, says this, I doubt the most sophisticated theologian could put the matter much better. I doubt that the most sophisticated theologian could put the matter much better.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.